today. Let's see, it's the 23rd of March, 1968. And it's a Saturday, and it's my day off. In fact, I have tomorrow off as well. Anyway, the first thing I want to say is really to extend an apology for sending you supposedly a gift that you had to pay $11.42 for. I'm very sorry about that. I don't know what I can do about it, because what I mean is I have asked here at the APO if they think there'll be a customs charge, if so, how much, could I pay it at this end, and what have you. But they always, they don't know too much. I mean, they're just a couple of young boys that run the APO. And as far as I know, this has been the first customs that anybody has paid on any of the packages I've sent home. Now, if I'm wrong on that, correct me, but as far as I know, it's the only tax or customs that has ever been paid. And it may be because of this overseas spending bit, you know. I'm not sure, Duchess, but they're tightening up so much on articles. We can only spend $40 a month without further authorization. And that $40 is supposed to include everything, clothes, toothpaste, shampoo, tapes, anything, food for our personal use. Above that, you can get more stuff, but you have to have a letter of authorization, and this has to come from the company commanders, things like that. And that's no problem. I mean, I can get any letter I need. But they are tightening up on all the spending, so to speak. And perhaps they're, in accordance with this, maybe they're clamping down on packages too. I don't know. But I was very sorry to hear that you had to pay. Not that it was a big amount, and I know you certainly you don't mind, because you feel it's worth it. But still, it may have come at a time that wasn't convenient for you to lay out $11. Anyway, I apologize for it. Take the money out of the bank. let me know if you had to pay on anything else, you know. I wonder, nobody tells me, so I just have to assume that nobody has paid, and I did ask. But the same thing with the wigs now. See, certain items, too, you pay more than on other items. But usually on the custom tag that you have to put on each package, I usually cut down a few dollars on it. I mean, if it's something like $50 or $60, I might just round it off to $50. Not much, but I do cut down to a lower round figure as a rule. I don't think I did on the slide projector up and down exactly what it cost. I don't recall, really. But anyway, it's too bad you had to pay out on it. Anyway, I hope you like it. And the pearl necklace. Now, Duchess, that is not a good set of pearls. And I know many people wouldn't know the difference, but the reason I put it in there was because I saw them the same time that I bought the slide projector. And usually the pearls are small. And I remember you saying you would like larger pearls and a two-strand necklace. Well, I don't see them. I see some good pearls that run a couple hundred dollars. And then they're small. They're not the larger pearls. And I know you wanted something a bit larger. So those were about the largest I have seen. And as I say, they were right there at the time I was making the other purchase. So I just bought them and put them in as a bonus prize for having waited so long for your slide projector. So I just didn't want you to think that you were getting a very exclusive set of pearls or something. If I see any others, then I think you might like to pop them up. But it's very hard. I know I don't. There's no rush on it, and I don't mean that. But around here, if you see it, you have to buy it, because you'll never see it again, maybe. It's the craziest way to shop, because all my shopping, as you know, is done in PXs. For the most part, very, very small PXs. And you have to be right there when this merchandise comes in, or else you don't get it. So I try to buy things when I see them. Another question I have for you on this slide projector, you'll notice you have two slide trays. One is the circular, the round one. The other one is the oblong tray. I think it holds 40 slides, and the round one holds 100. Sometimes you see them for that particular make, the Sawyer. I may not see them for months, but I know off and on I have seen those trays available in both types. Now you just tell me which you prefer. I think the 100 is nice, I mean the circular one, because it holds 100 and you don't have to fill it up so much. And it comes in that square box for storing. Now this is the big thing, is the storing of these slide trays. Because you can put them in the bookcase. But I wanted you to make the choice because you're the one who has most slides. So don't, just price them, Duchess, if you get a chance in your area. What the trays might cost, because I'll do the same over here. I'll try to find out what they cost. I think it would probably be cheaper for me to send you a half dozen trays. I don't know. By the time you pay the postage, you know, to send it, and then if you have to pay this duty bit, sometimes I wonder if it's worth it. You might check on the slide projector, too. I'd be curious as to what it sells for back in the States. See if we made a saving on it. Anyway, just, you know, if you have a chance or if you happen to think of it and you're in a store that has that type of equipment. Otherwise, it's of no importance whatsoever. You know what else struck me funny? I received your tape, I think the night before last. And on it you mentioned about Auntie Lizzie mentioning to Mother about possibly considering a wig. Well, the tapes crossed in the mail because I sent you the last tape telling you about wigs while yours was coming to me, you know, so they crossed. And I got a chuckle out of it because we seem to be thinking along the same lines when it came to wigs. Anyhow, I'd be glad to get Mother a wig, you know, if she really wanted one. In fact, I'm getting anxious. I wanted to, I can't until Monday or Tuesday this week go down and get our wigs. The ones that we ordered, and I probably won't use it over here. I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, I think that it would be nice to have future use, and I know, at least I'm pretty sure you would like one too. I haven't known you to say no on too many things, although you have such beautiful hair of your own, possibly you won't be interested. But I have a feeling you will be. Anyhow, if Mother is interested, I mean, I think she might wear it, you know. Ask her and send me a good sample of hair so I can match it. And please understand that matching it is difficult. Even though you have the hair there, they have 15 shades of what you think is light brown, you know, and then try to match your hair against that. You could be off because you don't. I don't really know the color of my own hair. Who looks at your hair that closely? Of course, in your case, it would be easier probably because your hair changes. I mean, you know, you know what I mean, that just from a blonde to an ash blonde to a strawberry blonde, whatever you happen to have left in the bottles, you know, so that it wouldn't make too much difference perhaps. But I'll be glad to do what I can on the wig situation. Also, wait a minute, let me congratulate you on the bowling scores. Very, very good. I know that this week or by the time you get this tape, you could have had poor scores the following week or whatever. But still, that's good, Duchess. Very good games, all three of them that you mentioned. Anyway, I hope you keep up the good scores and keep up the good health so that you can enjoy the bowling and the other activities. The party you had sounded like a very nice party, and this is good for you. You should get out when you can, when you want to, you know, and enjoy yourself. I think it's working out very nicely, the relationship with so many of the neighbors, the friends you've made down there, and that's nice, don't you think? And I fully understand when you tell me you're comfortable in your little home, and people are so pleasant and so courteous to you. This is what you had hoped for prior to going down there, and it seems to be working out rather nicely. So I guess you can't ask for much more than that. Things are working out nicely here too, at least they are today. One never knows. But we have warm weather today. We've had warm weather the last few days, and boy, thank God for it. Those winters, they're rough. They really are. Maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know. But this week I took off my boots and my two pair of socks. Plus I took my parka off for about 2 or 3 days this week. Now for me, you know, that's pretty good. If I can do that, you gotta believe there's warm weather here. We've had temperatures in the 50s and even in the 60s. And today is just gorgeous outside. Just lovely. So I think we're on our way to warmer weather. And then, of course, July and August is unbearable. I mean, I'm seriously thinking about buying an air conditioner or something. I don't know. I got to spend my money somehow, right? I can always think of something to buy. I'm telling you. I could spend $1 million in no time flat. I think it's just a habit with me. I don't know what it is. Well, anyhow, summer is a long way off yet, and I intend to enjoy the spring we have now. What else was I going to tell you? So many things. Check. I think before I start telling you anything, we'll turn the tape over and start on the other side.